Welcome to Spotlight 814. I am your host, Ryan Dolly, and I am in the studio at Cam Studio here in downtown Erie with the exuberant Brenna Thumbler.
That is me. I am exuberant right now.
So exuberant. That's why I said it.
If you were here, you would see just how exuberant I am.
She's about to fall asleep on the microphone. Just... Brenna, there's not a whole lot going on in the theater world right now, is there?
I mean, I disagree. I think there are a lot of shows happening this weekend. There's like a ton to see this weekend.
This weekend, yes. But
then Easter's happening.
By the time this comes out, the weekend's over.
Yeah.
But
people can reminisce.
They can. Easter's coming up. And
so there is something really big happening.
There is.
On Easter weekend.
There is. And this will be a Patreon exclusive. What is it, Brenna?
It's a Church of the Rock.
What was that?
It's me being exuberant.
Oh, boy. Yep, it's the Church of the Rock Easter shows. Or it's a Church of the Rock. I don't know.
So there's a reason why I'm kind of speaking Italian right now. last night at rehearsal, Anna had mentioned that one time Zach spelled confetti without the N. So it was just co-fetti.
Co-fetti.
And I was like, hey, it's the co-fetti.
Co-fetti.
And so I've just been on like, I don't know. I've been feeling like Italian. I don't know.
Just been insulting anyway. Italians for a day.
It's the confetti. It's the Church of the Rock.
Church of the Rock.
Church of the Rock.
I was listening to Mike Birbiglia. It's hard to say in the morning. His podcast. And he was interviewing this comedian who had to perform for a new Italian restaurant in Queens. And it was like straight up mafia. And he started doing like crowd work because nobody was responding. And he insulted one of the guys.
Oh, no.
And like he held a knife up to his neck at the end of the night. Like as he was about to leave, he was like, who you think you are, huh? He's like, how about if I cut your Adam's apple out and feed it to your mother?
Oh,
and he was like,
gosh.
Oh, that doesn't sound appetizing.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
I love Mike Birbiglia.
Yeah.
I
love mafia stories, too. So it's like two really good things happening in that episode.
That's frightening.
I love mafia stories. Anyway, Church of the Rock.
Yeah. You've probably been seeing a lot of this on our page.
You have. It's not a mafia, but it is a cult. It's in Winnipeg, Canada. And they describe themselves as a charismatic...
Exuberant, though? Are they exuberant?
No, they're not. Only you. They're a charismatic, interdenominational, evangelical church.
Wait, how can they be interdenominational and evangelical?
I don't know. You'll have to ask Pastor Mark Hughes. He's the lead pastor.
Mm.
You can see him... on the highlights of Joy Story from 2019, I believe.
Wait, was he in it?
He played Ken.
Ken and Barbie are
mm-hmm,
in it?
Mm-hmm.
Stop, I have to watch this one.
And he plays Ken like such a dum-dum, and it's so bad. And
I bet Ryan Gosling got most of his inspiration from him.
And they had to change all the lyrics to Barbie Girl because, you know, Barbie Girl is like kind of a sexual song.
Right.
And they did it. So they had to change all the lyrics to make them, like, Christian.
Yeah, I guess most of the time they keep the lyrics from all the pop songs the same.
They'll change them a lot, though. So what are we doing on Easter, Brenna?
We're going to be watching the new one, which is Murder on the Jerusalem Express.
Oh, my God. And the poster is so good. It's
Jesus
like,
is about to get hit by a train.
He's just walking.
There's a train like 5 feet behind him.
And he's just like, that's probably when he'll put his arms out and say, it is finished. And then a train will blast him into wherever.
I told Ryan, I just am so looking forward to how they do this getting hit by a train scene on the stage.
I know. I don't know if it'll be getting hit by a train.
I can
it's got to be,
hope.
Like, the murder has to be... something extravagant.
Well, because it's on its train, right? It's on the express.
On the express.
It's not by the express.
Murder by the Jerusalem Express. I don't know. There's only one way to find out, and that's to watch it. So we are going to watch it live on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, I feel like they do this on the Saturday before Easter.
Yeah.
Like, in person, and then they record it, and then you can watch the recording on the online
yeah.
the next day at several different times. It's like one at 9 something, one in the afternoon, and one in the evening.
Yeah.
So you have multiple chances to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But why not come watch it with us?
I know.
And get commentary.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we are going to, I don't know how it works on Discord, but for all of our patrons, we are going to set up something on Discord, whether it be, you know, you watch it on your own computer and, you know, join in the conversation with us or whatever. But we are going to be recording our live reactions, and it'll be kind of like a live reaction podcast that will be posted on Patreon for all of our patrons to listen to. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
What better way to celebrate Easter than to mock it?
I agree.
I hope everyone knows that I'm like kidding right now. I totally respect you if you celebrate Easter seriously.
Just offending everybody today.
I know.
Italians, Christians. Italian Christians.
Right.
Okay, so these shows started, from what I can tell, back in 2008.
That's the first one that's
on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that's the first one. I haven't watched it yet. I'm watching backwards.
Here's the thing though, you know, maybe they didn't used to record it.
Maybe.
Like they've been doing it for a while, but
yeah.
Then it was only available when YouTube started like making a really, really big thing, like watching things live.
Yeah. So I've been working my way backwards. Today I will be posting some footage from The Avenger. Just one.
Let me guess.
Pretty sure
was
Tony.
Was it Jesus?
Pretty sure, yeah, I think. Tony Stark is Jesus. You didn't know that? So I'm pretty sure he gets crucified in this one. We did post footage of Beauty and the Beaster from last year.
That's the only one I've seen.
Yeah, that's where Belle gets impaled by a tree trunk.
And her reaction is to spin around.
Have it your way, Belle.
Sounds just like him. And sounds exactly like him.
And then they come out and she's like hanging on the window. I don't know why she's on the window.
Is there the crucifixion every time? Like,
there's a crucifixion every time. But
okay.
In Joy Story, it was different. There was no, like, crucifixion.
Wait, okay. You were just like, yeah, there's one every
time.
Well,
okay, but...
But in Joy Story, there wasn't one.
But listen, they did it in a different way. It was a different way. Like, there was no, like... He wasn't, like, hanging on anything or pretending to hang on anything. And Buzz Lightyear gets attacked by an alien bear... toy.
Oh, isn't there a scene in Toy Story where Woody is tied up like that with his arms up? Isn't there?
Yeah, but it's not Woody. It's
or it's
Woody's not Jesus.
No. I mean, in the actual movie.
Probably.
I feel like there is a scene where.
I feel like, yeah, if there is, they botched that one because they should have just used that.
Yeah, like you missed so, opportunity here.
Yeah, so Buzz Lightyear gets shot by this, like, alien bear thing. And he just puts his arms out and says, it is finished. And then he plops himself into the toy chest.
Stop giving it away to the people.
I posted it on Facebook. Watch it.
Oh,
it's hilarious.
Yeah, I didn't want to watch it because I want to see the whole thing. You know what I think it is?
What?
Isn't it in Toy Story 2 when it's Jesse and the evil white-haired cowboy when they're in the boxes? I think that's what I'm thinking of when they're like tied up in the boxes.
Yeah. I think it's 2. I think you're right.
But it looks like the crucifixion.
A little bit.
Because their arms were like this.
you have to watch The Lion King of Judah. That one is like...
I did see the preview for that one.
That one is so cringy. It's so cringy. Like, the girl that plays Simba, like, just did not understand the assignment. She tries to jump up onto Pride Rock, and she can't do it. And she falls back down. This is, like, right at the beginning of the show. She comes out. Simba's on a motorbike. It's really a bicycle with a sound effect going. And she's, like, riding it, and she's got this big, dumb smile on her face. And then Mufasa goes, Simba, come up here. And she, like, runs up to the ledge and tries to, like, hop up, and she doesn't make it. And she goes, oh, geez.
As when Scar, or no, I mean, when Mufasa, I feel like Mufasa sounds like a more evil name than Scar.
I think I agree.
Mufasa sounds like a terrible name.
It is a terrifying name.
Yeah.
I love it.
But when Mufasa falls off.
And they're like, aim for the bushes. And then he's just dead.
And then they all end the show with Waka Waka. Because they're like, what is the one African song that we know? Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Shakira.
Oh, God. So, 2018, The Avenger. We're going to post that one today. 2017 was Quest for the Holy Grail. So... I'm curious to see how that one was done.
I wonder if is it like Monty Python?
Yeah, I'm assuming so, yeah.
Okay.
2016 was Raiders of the Lost Ark. So I'm assuming they're doing Noah's Ark. Oh, God. 2015 was Back from the Future. 2014 was Rock Star Wars. Like Rock Star Wars. It's so dumb. 2013 was Tombstone. 2012 was The Dark Knight.
Well, like Tombstone, like the original Tombstone.
Yeah, so. Yeah. 2012 was The Dark Knight, Batman. 2011 was The Princess Bride of Christ. 2010 was Robin of the Hood.
I have so many questions.
I have questions as well. 2009 was Pirates of the Galilean. And 2008 was just Star Trek. They're like, what if we just name it The Thing? And then the next year they were like, maybe we should add something to it. So I plan on watching all of these this week, and I'm going to be posting all of this stuff.
Really want to watch the Princess Bride one.
So what I'm doing is I'm posting the highlights from each one, so you don't have to sit through the entire thing, because they're long.
They're not that long. It's like half an hour, isn't it?
The last two are a half an hour, but the rest of them are an hour and a half.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone from 2008 to 2012.
Okay, I'm not going
to
lie.
2022, sorry.
That is fantastic news.
They're all an hour
and
a half.
Because, you guys, you do not need to just watch the highlights. You have to watch the full thing because they are gold.
They are gold, but I am watching them for you if you don't want to watch it, and I'm just selecting the best parts. So, you know, you have two options. You can watch them all, or you can watch the highlights with us
and then join us on Patreon on Easter Sunday.
You know, we will post a link to Patreon and join us. So
even if you just want to do like a month, you can cancel it after that.
We have a lot of great benefits, though. I mean,
we're going to be doing special episodes every month and adding more content as we go.
Yep. And every time we have an interview with like somebody from a national tour coming through, that will all be on video, and all of those videos will be posted to Patreon.
So, and if you're a patron, you're allowed to submit questions for us to ask. We've done that in the past.
Yep. Check it out. Check out our Patreon page, and you can see all the benefits yourself. It ranges from 5 to 15, and, you know, for, like, the price of a coffee every month, you can help us keep the light on. So
yeah, I'm going to be designing. There's somebody on the sticker tier, so I'm going to be designing stickers this year. So
Dan Banbridge.
Yeah. Thank you, Dan.
Dan loves stickers.
That's what I've heard. But yeah, also, like, I mean, go check out every thing. There are a lot of cool benefits.
Yeah. And stickers will probably be the beginning of our phase to roll out some possible merch.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll be talking about that at some point. But let's focus on the stickers and the Patreon first.
Yes. Yeah. Rein it in.
So, yeah, sign up for that and you get to watch Murder on the Jerusalem Express with us on Easter Sunday. Or any time after, because it'll be all on video.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a quick Warner Books coffee break, and we will be right back. Welcome back from the Warner Books coffee break.
This is their two-year anniversary for buying Warner.
They are 2 years old. That means I got your coffee for $2 today.
Yeah.
And you can do that for $2 today and tomorrow, but we'll have to tell you that on the live because it doesn't make any sense.
Warner has been around longer, but it's
yes.
2 years since Kyle and Lauren bought it from
right.
Yale.
Right. So it's a big day.
Yeah.
Big day. $2 drip coffee. I did not get a drip coffee. I got a pistachio latte. And it's tasty.
I like the flavor of pistachio.
Yeah.
I don't like I don't like pistachio ice cream with pistachios in it. Like, I don't like the pistachio nut. I like the flavor.
Okay. Well, this is just the flavor.
I didn't think it was going to be like nuts in the coffee.
Yeah, they just put nuts all over the coffee.
So, but I just saw a video where they do that. They like add the nuts on top of it.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen
gross.
That.
Gross. Why do I want chunks in my drink?
Chunky drink. Mm-hmm.
Chunky coffee. Hey, Beth, if you're listening. Chunky coffee.
And what are you drinking today?
Reader's roast, right?
Yeah, yep. Oh, I should have switched it up on you. Oh, that was my chance.
I'm not a coffee connoisseur. Like, I would not have even noticed.
Oh, my God.
I just
it could
drink
whatever
given
It could have been don't
me.
Give up the drip.
And yeah, I would have had no idea.
Man, next time. Warner Books has some live comedy coming up soon, which I am excited for. That's going to be next Friday. It's Brad Wenzel. He was featured on Conan O'Brien and Netflix's A Joke Radio.
Oh, he's bigger than I thought.
Yeah. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7. Tickets are only $15. So I think I'm going to be there. What about you?
What day is this?
Friday night.
This coming Friday night.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It really depends on how much work I can get.
Yeah. Because there are no shows really this weekend because it's Easter. So.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah. We'll but, see. Yeah, I plan on being there. You know, they'll have their cafe open and you can get your pistachio latte or your don't give up the drip. Or they just rolled out their new spring menu and
okay.
It's snowing. So that's cool.
yeah.
Happy spring, everybody. Brenna, what do you have?
I have so much news. It's
so
like,
much news. I
mean,
thought you said
like,
there was no news.
You're the one who said there was no news.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, disagree.
Okay, fine.
That was like half an hour ago, man.
Fine.
Okay, so there are some really, really exciting things happening in Meadville. My dad sent me this article from the Meadville Tribune.
Yeah.
It was from Thursday the 21st by Mike Crowley. There's this guy, Rob Smith,
mm-hmm.
and he's been revitalizing a ton of stuff in downtown Meadville. And he owns, it's called Rand Investments with his wife, Nancy. And they just closed on the former Race Street Lumberyard in Meadville.
Okay.
So this is 7 acres of land
between
Spring Street and Race Street. It's in the 5th Ward. And there are 7 buildings as part of this lumberyard. Construction crews are slowly transforming these, and they're like putting in new windows, putting in new roofs, fixing all the utilities. And it's going to become eventually what's called Cusawaga Square. And the article says, quote, it's a destination development with restaurants, a community theater complex, an artist studio and gallery space, and other commercial properties all locally owned and operated.
Hmm.
Which is so cool.
That is amazing.
For Meadville.
Like, yeah.
especially if an art center. I know that the article mentioned, like, they really want this to be something for the Tri-State area and, like, a regional center. It's going to be really incredible, especially for that area, like fixing up Fifth Ward.
Yeah.
Today, which I can mention on the live, but there are self-guided tours happening at one, and, like, all these representatives from the community will be there talking about how they'll be using the space, including Meadville Community Theater and French Creek Community Theater, because those two will be a part of this development.
That's awesome.
So another quote from the article says, one former lumber building with a cathedral-like ceiling high above will house a black box theater for use by both organizations, complete with radiant heating in the new concrete floor. An adjacent building will offer rehearsal space, a workshop for set construction, offices, and more. And then, so MCT and French Creek Community Theater will both be using this space.
Yeah, that's awesome. So they're no longer, you know, in this old space in
the Oddfellows building.
Oddfellows building, yeah, in Allegheny College with god-awful acoustics. And, like, it's going to be nice to see something new out there.
I bet a lot of the other theaters are jealous that they're going to be having, like, this cool workshop space and, like, an extra rehearsal space.
Yeah.
It's just so good because, like, it's just more opportunities for advancing theater in Meadville.
Yeah.
And so many other things happening. Like, there will be, they mentioned restaurants.
Yeah.
I know that Cup and Spoon in Meadville is going to be getting a second location there. I don't know if that's one of the restaurants they included, because really they're just more of a frozen yogurt place.
Right.
But I feel like I read something recently that said Cup and Spoon will be offering a bigger menu.
Okay.
Like, not just frozen yogurt, but other things as well.
I like Cup and Spoon. They have good coffee there, too.
Yeah. I've not tried their frozen yogurt yet. I've been wanting to.
Let's get some Froyo.
They sometimes will get peanut butter flavor.
Let's get some Froyo.
So
let's
do it. Waiting for that.
Peanut butter Froyo.
Yeah.
Cup and Spoon, sponsor us.
So that's just really, really cool. I know that if there was Meadville Distilling. There was something in that area before, and it used to be a more developed area. And then when that closed, or they stopped, you know, whatever was there. I can't talk today. Whatever was there.
Good thing you have all this
shut
news.
Down. The story says something like, it's a jungle out here, was a quote by Rob Smith. Because it is. It's like all the buildings are really, really falling apart. But I guess these seven buildings are in various stages of progress. So, like, some are very close to being done and some haven't even been started yet. So it is underway, though.
Good.
And it's...
I can't wait to see it. Yeah, that's going to be great. Like, I saw one of the pictures that Cup and Spoon posted, and I was like, they're going to be moving into that building?
I'm assuming that's one of the
like dilapidated and like just like it looks like a bomb went through it. But I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do with these buildings and how they revitalize them.
I know that there was some guy who was pretty much buying up local businesses and helping people get started. Like, I know that's how French Creek Art and Frame was able to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that somebody else went through the same thing. I don't know if this is this Rob Smith guy, but I wouldn't be surprised. There's, like, some guy who really, really helps revitalize downtown. And at the end of the article, he was mentioning, you know, we could either enjoy the big numbers that we have in our IRAs, or we can get excited about things we're doing with it.
Yeah.
And he's like, let's go with option number two.
I agree.
He and his wife are just like spending all their money on just helping the community grow.
I love that.
And that's so cool.
I love it. I love it. Love it, love it, love
Especially
it.
Especially for the art. Like, it's so art-centric.
Yeah. And I feel like this area in general just needs something like that. And I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
What other news do you have? Or should we start?
That's I think, everything.
All right. We're going to go live right now. Hey, everybody. It's time for What's On 814.
Talk to the guy over there. All right. So
I'm going to do this. I'm going to flip it around.
Cool. Okay. So pretty much everything is the same. As we all know, Fiddler is at the Academy right now running. Well, I mean, it's like that's what's happening next.
Yeah.
April 12th through May 5th. MCT, Boxcar Children, this is the final weekend. This is the final weekend for a lot of things. So you have, like, if you haven't seen all these things, you only have today and tomorrow to see these. So MCT, Boxcar Children, today and tomorrow. But that's at the Railroad Depot in Meadville. All in Act, final 2 days for Boxcar Children, or Love Letters.
You're struggling today.
This has been a rough week, guys. I'm sorry. All in Act, Love Letters, today and tomorrow. Drama Shop, the Originals Festival is on. I have some things to say about this. So there are a ton of ticket package options. There are, like, individual shows, individual workshops. There is See Everything plus the workshops. There is Just See the Shows. And then there are a couple, like, two show packages. So you can see both the shorts and Delicates the Musical on the 2 days that they're running. So when you go to their website and you go to, like, the box office section, you'll see all the events pop up, but the ticket packages are not listed in those events. You have to go, like, to the very top where it's, like, events, and then click on ticket packages. It's a separate section, and that'll take you to the options where you can, like, get discounts on seeing everything or more things. So check that out. Get a good deal. Come see all these things, because there are so many awesome shows being created for this festival. There's been a little bit of confusion, at least amongst my friends, on what exactly is the difference between, like, the shows and the shorts. I want to clarify that right now to the best of my ability. There are basically, like, four different things you can see. The shorts is one entity. The shorts consist of four 10-minute plays, and you see them all at once. So that is the shorts, four 10-minute plays. One thing. and then there is Hades in the One Year Winter, which is a full-length stage reading. Mist of Paradise, a full-length play. And then Delicates the Musical, a full-length stage reading slash musical.
Written by who?
That's me. So yeah, four different things. But each weekend is a different order of things. So go to the Drama Shop website, dramashop.org. Check out the festival lineup. Get your tickets slash ticket packages running April 12th through the 28th.
You need to get some sleep.
I really do. Footlights, Alice Through the Looking Glass, March 15th through the 24th. So again, final weekend, today and tomorrow. Long Day's Journey into Night. Today is the last day for that at PACA. Playhouse, Inherit the Wind is April 5th through the 21st. Station Dinner Theater, It's the Real McCoy. March.
What are you doing? What's happening?
It doesn't matter when it started. It's also today and tomorrow.
Are you having a stroke right now? Do you smell toast?
Always. Shaming on the union.
Oh my god.
Warner Stomp is coming April 23rd and the 24th, and then Shrek is May 14th through 15th. Also, this is like this is severely out of order. I just kept adding things.
That's fine. Just keep going. Keep going.
Okay. Hopefully this is, like, at least entertaining you. Gannon, as we all know, they're going to Edinburgh Fringe. So they're doing a bunch of fundraiser stuff. So, like, go to these things and help support their trip to Edinburgh. There is a fundraiser cabaret on April 23rd at 6:30. So it's a little bit earlier than usual. They're also having a paint night on April 12th. Tickets for that are $35. There's going to be, like, food and drinks and, I guess, sort of a paint and sip sort of deal. It's called a paint night. I'm assuming they're painting. So, yeah.
That's a pretty good assumption.
Yeah, help support their trip to Edinburgh. Mayak, part of the series, The Step Africa, is April 9th. And then Betty Buckley will be here April 19th. She's their artist in residence now. She's, like,
Betty Buckley, guys.
Doing cool things with them as a resident.
Betty Buckley. She's a legend.
Allegheny College, I just heard from Jared Jones, who's going to be playing music for them in this. Head Over Heels is April 4th through the 7th, and that's at the Vukovich Center at Allegheny.
This is the first time I've heard Allegheny College come up.
Well, I haven't seen anything about it, like, anywhere. I don't know if there's a certain page I should be following. I only heard about it because Jared happened to mention it.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you playing music coming up? And he's like, yeah, in Head Over Heels. So it's a good thing to mention. Like, sometimes we don't
catch
digging.
Everything.
Like, we can't.
Well, we do
so
dig.
Far we can, well, we do dig, but there's only so far we can dig.
Yeah.
Like, if we don't really know where to look.
Right.
So if you're like, why aren't we listed? Like, if we know you exist and you're doing things, we'll know where to look. So, like, help us help you.
Yeah. Help me help you.
If we're missing anything, let us know. Because we're not, like, intentionally leaving anyone out of this.
Yeah.
Mercyhurst Prep is doing the Three Penny Opera. Also, only today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
So,
everything closes today and tomorrow.
Yeah, because of Easter weekend.
Yeah.
General McLean, today and tomorrow, Broadway Dinner. There are still tickets available, actually.
Surprisingly, yeah.
Bleacher seats only.
Okay.
So I don't think you can actually have the dinner. I think it's just, like, to come and see it. But if you want to go see it, I saw the photos today, and it looks really, really cool. Mm-hmm. So you can still get tickets to see that in Edinburgh at the McLean Church. So do that. Barrow Civic, Jesus Christ Superstar.
Hey,
who's
that's
playing
me.
Jesus?
This guy.
That's April 26th through May 5th. That's only two weekends. That's like weird that they only do two weekends for that because it's like a really big, really big theater.
That's okay. I'm good with it.
Hatch Hollow. Tonight only, one night only, an original, very cool thing you should go see at Hatch Hollow in Meadville. It's the Evening of Crankies. Storytelling through scrolls and puppet show, and also just Hatch Hollow is like a really, really incredible space. And I'm assuming they'll still, they'll still have like all of my dad's puppets up.
Nice.
Puppets up. And then I'm forgetting his name. There's a printmaker who's also was part of the show. So go see the artwork and like check out the really cool space and then see the scroll/puppet show. Tonight only, Hatch Hollow, 7:30.
Do it.
And then there's some schools.
Yeah,
so cathedral,
high schools.
Yeah, high schools. So Cathedral Prep, only this weekend. So tonight and tomorrow. Peter Pan Jr. And then Seneca, only tonight, they're doing the Drowsy Chaperone.
So they opened last night, and it's only two nights.
Yeah.
So.
And then finally, last but certainly not least, Church of the Rock.
Oh, yeah. Get ready for it, guys.
The one thing happening on Easter weekend, we're going to be doing a live watch / kind of commentary sort of thing on Easter morning for patrons on our Patreon for Church of the Rock, which...
You do not want to miss this, seriously.
We don't have to go like into it because we just talked a lot about it in the actual episode. So if you want like more information, listen to the episode. But it's basically just this church in Winnipeg, Canada, who puts on a crazy adaptation of a popular story.
Yep. To tell the Easter story.
To tell the Easter story. So it's like...
And what was last year?
Modern Jesus. Last year was Beauty and the Beaster.
Mm-hmm.
this year, it's Murder on the Jerusalem Express.
And Jesus is about to get hit by a train in their poster.
Yeah. And so like, last year, Belle was Jesus. The year before that, was it Woody or Buzz?
It was Buzz.
Buzz was Jesus. What was the year before? What was the one before?
The Lion King of Judah.
That was the one right before Beauty and the Beast.
And so Simba
was Jesus. So each year, you get a new Jesus. You never know what Jesus you're going to get. It's like a wonder ball.
A wonder ball?
Yeah. You know, those like little prizes, little prizes in them. And it's like popular, like Lion King and Marvel. It's exactly like a wonder ball.
It is a wonder ball.
It's an Easter wonder ball.
They should change it to Church of the Rock's Easter wonder ball.
I love it.
I think that's it.
That's everything. And like, again, if we miss anything. Okay. I know I probably seem like really insane right now. I feel insane right now.
You look insane right now.
I'm very, very
tired.
Tired from work.
Yes, it's okay.
You know the word.
You don't have to apologize.
That's all that's happening.
Okay. Well, that was a lot of fun. Thank you. Thank you, Brenna.
I tried.
I have to go be Jesus now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's 11.
Yeah, I got a heart out. So we're going to see you guys next week. We love you. And Church of the Rock, Wonderball next
Patreon.
Week. Patreon. So do it. And we will see you guys later.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. We went on a 3-minute apology rant.